Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Gardening in Canada podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and today's episode, we're going to be talking about when to stop watering your perennials and bushes and trees in the fall. Let's get into it. Hello, plant people. How are you guys doing today? If you're new to this podcast, my name's Ashley, and I like to take science and apply it to all things plants, both indoors and outside. And today's episode, we are talking about bushes, trees, and perennials. When the heck do you stop watering them? So this one is kind of funny because I would have assumed that you just stop watering them once it's cold outside, once it gets a little bit cooler. But the research does not show that. Actually, it's kind of shocking what the research does show. And that's what we're going to be talking about here today. So you guys have to let me know, how often do you normally water your plants in the fall or even winter season for some of you more southern folk out there? I think the answer to that would be less or not at all. And my answer would have been that up until about 5 years ago, when I was reading through some scientific literature that told me totally different. So when it comes to plants, it's very interesting how this works. But when we see the upper foliage stop growing on a house plant, or if we see the upper foliage falling off, like what we see on the outdoor plants, perennials, trees, bush, shrub, whatever the case is, we often think the plant is done or toast. But the reality is the plant is still growing. The growth that's taking place is happening underground. The roots are going into Hulk mode. There is a ton of biomass being put on below ground, and they have a very tiny period of time to do this in. So while the leaves have all spring and summer to enjoy and soak up the sun and grow and put on new growth, the reality is the roots have this small period of time between when photosynthesis stops or seems to slow down on those outdoor plants to when the ground freezes, ultimately when the soil freezes. So that first little period of time before the ground's actually frozen, but there's snow and it's cold, the plant is actually still growing despite us not being able to see it grow, and it's all taking place underground. So the importance of this underground growth is actually pretty huge. The amount of underground growth put on in the fall and winter months, for those of us that are farther south, actually will dictate how much new growth or how vivacious the new plant is in the spring. So the more root biomass you're able to encourage to grow in the fall and winter will result in more upper luscious biomass. And this is why people will say you can actually transplant or purchase plants and plant them in the fall, is because there's a ton of root growth taking place in the fall. This root growth in the fall ultimately propels that plant forward into the future. And that is done even when we transplant. While the upper biomass looks like it's pretty much toast or not doing anything, the underground biomass is actually doing quite a bit of work. So the key here is not just to water, but actually also to fertilize. So when we water, we don't want to simply water and wash all that nutrients out of the soil. We want to ensure that we're watering with a fertilizer. So the best choice is always going to be a liquid fertilizer when possible. And this is because it's going to actually drive the fertilizer into the soil profile and ultimately to the roots. If we use a stake or a granular, a slow release, it may not get delivered to the roots on time, and we may end up with some nutrient deficiencies or just poor growth overall for the roots, and then that will ultimately lead to poor growth in the spring for the shoots and the leaves and that sort of thing. So if we use a liquid fertilizer or a granular dissolved version, so Miracle-Gro is a very popular version of this. It's a granular fertilizer that's melted. Dissolved into water and then watered onto the plants. When we end up with that, it will help the plant. It will propel it forward into new growth. Now, I think I would personally, if I was to choose one, I would go for a shoot like a blooms formula before I would go for a all-purpose. Now the reason for this is because a bloom formula is going to have nitrogen, but it's also going to have a lot of phosphorus and potassium. It's likely going to have higher levels of phosphorus and potassium than that of nitrogen. So what I would prefer to do would be to apply the bloom formula to even to a tree that's not meant to flower. I would use the bloom formula because our focus really isn't nitrogen. We're not putting on any new leaves. And so that nitrogen is either going to sit in the soil, but more likely is that it's going to volatilize or leach or be lost from the system and just kind of contribute to fertilizer pollution and runoff water. So I would actually go with the bloom formula, a little bit lower nitrogen, higher levels of phosphorus and potassium. But with that being said, when we go to water our plants and fertilize, there's other things we can do too for those perennials and trees and shrubs. And that is to actually...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Add a microbe mix. Now, for trees and shrubs, I would encourage you to use mycorrhizal fungi for the most part. I wouldn't focus too much on the other ones. I mean, you could use a phosphate solubilizing bacteria and that sort of thing, but at the end of the day, it's not going to contribute as much to the plant as an actual myco mix would. And there's a number of different ones out there. So one mycorrhizal fungi company that actually just sent me over some of their test stuff was Dimeco. So they have one strain, but it is, oh goodness, I'm going to draw a blank here. It's the strain I've talked about when it comes to Mike's grow formula. It's the same strain that's also in ProMix's mycorrhizal fungi, like HP mix that they now sell. It is Glomus interdices. I want to say it's Glomus interdices. Someone's going to correct me on that if it's wrong, but it's a very genetic, broad spectrum mycorrhizal fungi. And it forms a symbiosis with a majority of plants. And when I say a majority, it's almost guaranteed to form a symbiosis with shrubs and trees, because that is what benefits or does best with mycorrhizal fungi, for sure, hands down. So you could give that a shot and introduce that with the watering as well. Now, it's common for mycorrhizal fungi to be in a liquid mix, and then you would apply it through a liquid, like through water, because it helps drive that down into that soil surface. Some may be granular, but again, the really cool temperatures, the lack of light, all that sort of stuff is really going to help the mycorrhizal fungi do what it needs to do. And this is particularly important. If you're going to apply a mycorrhizal fungi, you want to do it in the spring or you want to do it in the fall. You don't want to do it in high summer when it's very, very warm. It's not that the spores aren't tough enough to take on the heat. They are, but the hyphae don't necessarily thrive in those environments. They may survive, but they will not thrive in those environments. They like wet, cool, damp. Think of mushrooms. What do mushrooms like? They like the forest floor. And the hyphae for this mycorrhizal fungi is very similar to that. So fall's a really great time to actually get this into the soil and really drive it into that soil profile with water and fertilizer and all that fun stuff. If you choose to use synthetic fertilizers, I would actually apply your mycorrhizal fungi separate from the fertilizer, only because I don't know like salt sensitivity and that sort of thing, how well it's going to do. That may ultimately come down to the carrier medium that the company puts the product into. But to be on the safe side, I would apply them separately. You could do your fertilizer and then a couple days later do your mycorrhizal fungi in separate applications. Or if you're doing organic fertilizers, you could apply them together. I don't see any reason why that won't work out for you or in your favor. And then ultimately, if you wanted to, I would encourage you to mulch or top dress the area. And this is just because I did a podcast episode this spring, I believe, on the benefits of mulching. And one of the things I mentioned in that was the heat retention. So if we apply mulch early spring when the soil is still cold, it's actually going to help continue to keep the soil nice and cold, which will cool the roots and help with, you know, the August heat that can ultimately heat up the soil and harm the roots and the plant all in and of itself. So when we apply a mulch, a fresh mulch layer, after that soil has been heated in after August and that sort of thing, we actually retain the heat. We have the opposite effect, and that retention of heat can, you know, help keep those roots warm just a little bit longer into the winter months, help them continue to uptake nutrients, uptake water, despite there being negative temperatures and a ton of snow. And for us here in Saskatchewan, this year would have been a great year to actually follow that idea, because it is now night times are minor. I know Alberta's like this too, because my husband's working out in Alberta right now. The evenings can be minus 40, minus 30 degrees Celsius. We have a foot or two of snow already. And so you can see very quickly how that mulch or that perceived heat sink could benefit that plant just a little bit longer, because it's not normal for it to get this cold this quick. And so our plants are most definitely suffering just a little bit right now. So that would have also been a great idea. Now for you out in Ontario and Quebec, rumor has it, it's still quite warm out there. So you got plenty of time to put this into action. But that's all I have for you guys here today on this episode of Gardening in Canada. If you enjoyed it, be sure to rate the podcast wherever you may be listening. Come visit me over on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you name it. In the show notes, there is a leave me a voicemail option. You can use that and leave me a voicemail, and I can answer your voicemails through that and incorporate it actually into the show if you like. So with that being said, I want to thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you in a snowbank somewhere. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.